This episode is brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Dave. I'm with Mark today, and we have a subject that just got released about 3 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago. And this is one of our favorite bench guys that play on the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that's Ty Jerome. We're going to be talking about him today. We're going to share some love of ours towards him. Both Mark and I really do think very highly of Ty. The fact is, he's one of the prize pieces coming over for the Chris Paul trade. And to me, this is the exact type of player that Sam Presti loves. Style of play that Ty is so, just amazing at. And the fact is that Baisley was the guy that we ended up picking on draft night. But I know for a fact that Sam had Ty on his mind. So we'll go ahead and break down some of that stuff, Mark. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man, for sure. You mentioned that article, it's SI.com, Beyond the Box, Ty Jerome Extends Range in Year 2, written by Derek Parker. Really good points here. And, you know, I just kind of want to draw out, you know, some of the best stuff that I saw. But first of all, 24-year-old, 10.7 points per game, 2.8 rebounds, 3.6 assists. But here's the best part. 42% on 5.1 attempts per game from deep. All right. I mean, obviously, that's just stats. I could have found that without this article, but I appreciate Derek Parker going out of his way to, you know, put it all together and talk to us about why he thinks SGA has been able to extend his range, and he really makes a compelling point.
Yeah, man. Those are some great points right there with Ty, and just the fact is that, to me, I see the improvement. I watched him play Virginia. I watched him play for the Suns. I watched him play last year, and I can say that he is continuously improving. This is not something that you typically see with a 6'5" point guard / shooting guard. He can play both positions and very effectively. So for me, watching the way that he plays, the style of ball he plays, I love the fact that you get articles written about him, and you get people that are writing articles like Ryan Chapman, who decided to go ahead and write an article about who would you rather pick, Ty or Teo. Both Mark and I were kind of debating about this, and we kind of laughed about it because in a way, Ty and Teo, they play the same position, but they play it so differently. It's really amazing to see. And the fact is that would you rather have a playmaker like Ty or a playmaker like Teo? And I understand that everybody's going to have their own style of basketball and their own style of play that they'd like to highlight. But the reality is that both of these young men are really good. They're really efficient, and they play multiple positions. So even saying which one would you rather, I have a hard time with that because we're so young. These guys are so young. They still have so much upside and so much ball left to play. So it's hard for me to say anything else other than you know, these guys, they did a good job picking their guys and the reason why they picked them and the reason why they would go with them if there was a draft. But the reality is that either one I would be happy with, and especially Ty, the way he's playing right now, I feel like he's going to be a great backup point guard or shooting guard. It doesn't matter. He'll be ready to play.
You know, early in the season, after he spent some time with the G League, we really said that he was an above average shooter. He had above average range, and people really criticized us for that because they said that there's no way we could know that with a limited amount of time to watch him. But what we saw and what turned out to really be true was that his confidence led to success. And he was shooting shots from places that it was clear he had above average range. You couldn't shoot a shot from that spot unless you expected it to go in and your teammates and your coaching staff expected it to go in. He was shooting from a few feet behind the arc. He was shooting where Steph and Damian Lillard shoot from. And he wasn't doing it every time, but he was doing it at the appropriate times. He was doing it at the appropriate speeds in the appropriate spots. And those shots weren't always going in, but we were confident. We were very confident that they would eventually go in, and they started going in, and we're expecting a big leap for him. Once you get to the point where you're averaging 42%, it's really hard to take another big step. But, I mean, if he could maintain that 42% and average 5 a game through all of next year, then the league will look at him as one of the best players. If he improves that, I mean, best shooters. If he improves that, he could legitimately, you know, make a name for him in the NBA for being a sharp shooter, a marksman, you know, and somebody that's highly coveted.
Yeah, man. And when Ty went to play the 9 games that he played in the G League in the bubble last year, the reason he did was because he injured his ankle, and they just wanted to make sure that he got up to playing speed. He averaged 12 points a game through those 9 games. Also, I want to throw this out here, is that, like Mark said, he started off the season slow when he came back and played in the NBA. It was very slow, but he got the things back under control. After he averaged 3.3 points and 1.4 assists his rookie year, I feel like the massive jump that he made was a massive, massive jump. Since April 8th, he's taken things to a whole new level, producing 12.1 points and 3.7 points per game, shooting 45% from deep. This is massive, man. This is what we need for him. And so when we're looking at Ty and we're looking at the way his style of play, we get excited because this is the type of player that Sam Presti really needs on this team. The more guys you have like this, it's better for the team. If they know how to pass and lead a team and are playmakers, we watched him hit five threes in a game earlier this year with the Thunder. I think it was sometime in March that he did it. But the reality is that there are so many great things that he does that I get excited about Ty. I get excited about the future with Ty. And that's why I'm going to continue being a huge, huge fan and supporter of what Ty is doing. Because to be honest, there's no better backup point guard than what we have with Ty. And I really, really hope that Teo is going to be starting this next year because he's going to be taking it to a whole new level as well.
Yeah, and you know, with a player like Ty, you just feel lucky to watch him progressing, you know, and you know he's ready to win right now. He's 24, he's a national champion. He's gone through some ups and downs, and the idea that, oh, well, he's going to take a year where he's not competing, you know, all out, that's ridiculous. He's in the same spot as Kenny Hustle. And when we talked about Kenny yesterday, you know, when you put together like this fabric of the team of winners who are willing to be stars in their role, and that's something that we talk about all the time. And I'm not even sure if anybody knows who originally said something like that. It's just something that one of those universal truths, like that if you're going to have a great team, you need to have role players who are willing to be stars in their role. And Ty and Kenny are two guys that are willing to do that. They approach every day with a workman's mentality of how can they get better? How can they improve? How can they help the team win? And then, you know, in the end, they find that they have a certain skill set that they can apply that really helps the team. And that's what we like seeing. They have these individual gifts and talents that are really amazing to watch. And watching that become a part of our team's fabric and identity, that means a lot to us. And so we're deeply appreciative of Ty Jerome, of his mentality, of Sam Presti for going out and making sure he was a part of that deal, and just like his refusal to quit. Because, I mean, frankly, when we had Ty Jerome on our team, right, and he got hurt first day of training camp, we had a couple of other players who had been first round picks, TJ Leaf, Justin Jackson, and another one I can't remember off the top of my head, but he was a late lottery pick that we ended up not keeping on the team. So for me, I didn't anticipate that Ty Jerome would make it through those final cuts. You know what I mean? That's something that's really impressive about him, is like that there was like a high level of belief in himself. And that means that he like was able to overcome adversity, because in the end, yeah, like you can question like your circumstances, but if you never question your talent and you never question your ability, then you're going to be in a lot better spot. And that's the thing about Ty Jerome, is no matter what he's gone through, he has stayed steadfast in his belief in himself.
Yeah, man. And I think that's the beautiful thing about the way that we talk about Ty, is I feel like we're talking about one of our nephews. I feel like we're talking about one of our family members. And that's the unique thing about the way that Ty's personality brings to you, is that he makes you feel like you're part of the family. That's unique. It's not something you see a lot in NBA players. But that's what Ty brings to the table. That's what I love about him. And the fact is that when push comes to shove, there's no better teammate than having somebody like Ty. So these guys really, really do support Ty. They love Ty. You know, he's one of the favorite guys on the team, and I love the way that people treat him as far as the Oklahoma City fan base, man. This is exciting stuff. I love the fact that people are spending time and writing about Ty, because this guy is special. He's unique. He won a championship with Virginia. He's a special player, and he doesn't get a lot of love. So anytime I see a Ty getting some love, man, it gets me pumped. I'm ready to go. And, man, we're 31 days from NBA season. Actually, by the time this drops, we'll be 30 days from an NBA season. So, man, this is crazy, man.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things about Ty, one of the things about Kenny that, you know, really speaks to this whole team is, you know, what we really appreciate about Sam Presti also is just, you know, the way that he sees things for how they can be instead of for how they are. And you can see the same thing about SGA and Dort and Baisley and this whole team. He really sees the way that things are moving and that they have like upward trajectory. They have upward momentum. They have the ability to improve, and they're willing to work hard to accomplish that. And I think of so many of the other guys that are on this team, and we're looking forward to talking about them. We're looking forward to training camp starting. And, you know, just really pumped up about this season. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And we'll be back tomorrow with another episode talking about whatever the fuck we want. Thanks again, and we'll see you then. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.